All right, everyone. It's been a long time, but we are back with Eve Nickel. I might be a little under the weather, but I'm not super under the weather, so let's go ahead and just get started. If President Boris wants to push this agenda without providing the public any proof of his claims, is it not time for us to make our voices heard? Clap, clap, clap. Okay. So young, but so educated. Good luck to you. Tio, I'm rooting for you. When Tio finished talking, she raised one hand, getting a round of applause from the crowd. I see. So Tio's goal seems to be to preserve the ruins. Really? Rather than leave them, fixing them up like the president says seems like a better idea to me. Remember Toa's story? The Kingdom of Arthur is a special place for the people of Lancelot, too. Oh, looks like the speech is over. Might as well see if we can ask her some questions. I'd love the chance to see those boobs up close, too. With somewhat ill intent on his part, Aster and his wives walked up to Tio while she was tidying up after her speech. Halt! Who are you people? But the guards around Tio yelled at them to stop. Don't seem as experienced as knights, but they have some training. We'd like to speak to Tio if that's okay. Reporters? I don't remember hearing about any appointments. An old man stepped in front of the party and raised his hand. The guards uniformly took a step back and waited on standby. I'm Palamides. I think that's... or Palamides. Probably Palamides. Palamides, Tio supporter and campaign manager. Sorry that my subordinates were so rude. Oh, that's okay. We don't mind. But considering the incident during the last election, I hope you understand why we need such high security. What incident? You don't know? A presidential candidate was attacked. I've heard about that. President Boar's biggest competitor was assaulted by someone and suffered serious injuries. Something like that really happened? Yes, it was a very cowardly way to prevent a fair election. But when the scene of the crime was investigated, it was found that the candidate was receiving bribes, so some people called the attacker a vigilante hero of sorts. They called the attacker the Dark Knight Kitty, I believe. Kitty, that's a pretty cute name. So it's Catman? According to witnesses, their silhouette resembled a big cat. Whether he was involved in wrongdoing or not, the president is supposed to be decided by vote, not violent action. Of course, I'm not saying that I think the attacker was in the right. Is that so? By the way, what did you want to speak about? Oh, right, so we're from the Kingdom of Eden. Eden, you're with Roquefort, aren't you? Huh? The monument. The moment they heard Eden mentioned, the men guarding Tio suddenly ran up in front of the party. Miss Tio, please remain calm. The voters are watching. This is our country and we'll decide what to do with it. Stay out of it, outsiders. Wait, we're just... What? Are you gonna claim you're on my side? Sounds like a trick Boris would play. Remember this. No matter how much you try to get in my way, I'll protect Arthur's ruins with everything I have. Uh-oh. Don't just stand there. Get Miss Tio out of here. Right. This way, Miss Tio. I'm sorry. She's so busy with the election that she's worked up at the moment. Farewell. The men led by Palamides tried to soothe Tio's rage as they parted from Aster and his wives. What the? That got pretty nasty. Yeah, she glared at me really hard. Why do you seem happy about that? But really, poison gas outlaws? A presidential election, Dark Knight Kitty? Lancelot has many complicated problems of its own. We should go back to the capital and get this all sorted out. Back to Lancelot, then? I'm wondering about the middleman for my secret mission, too. Now that they've finished gathering info on the Republic of Lancelot, the party decided to return to the capital. Okay, so, where can I go? That's right. I don't use a controller on this game. Yeah, but it works to skip the scenes anyway. Weird. Oh, okay. Oh, Aster, welcome. I'd like to level up, please, and have a seat and close your eyes. Sat in front of the magic transmitter and closed his eyes as asked. Oh dear, guess you need more EXP. Sorry, you're disappointed, aren't you? No need for you to apologize. It's my fault for not working harder. Really? You won't badmouth me behind my back? No way! I knew you were nice, Aster. It's like that damn woman at the fortune-telling place. Yeah, I don't know if he'd do that. I'll be back after some more work then. Okay, I'll be waiting. Aster sprinted out of the level shop. Church. When Aster entered the church, he heard passionate churchgoers discussing politics. I'm telling you, if we don't solve the fundamental problem, they'll just keep wasting tax dollars forever. Looking to that problem will also cost tax dollars. Suggesting we do so without an idea of how expensive it might be isn't very responsible. But the debate was heated to the point where either side could snap at any second. This is a church. Pray and calm yourselves first, please. Urged by a nun, they began to pray. Soon red mist gushed from their bodies and dissipated. Phew, now that I think about it with a cool head, there was nothing to get so mad about. Sorry, I think it went too far. No, I'm the one who's sorry. I wasn't trying to argue, but I got too worked up. They apologized to each other and left their seats in a completely opposite mood from a moment ago. Welcome to church. Hello, Lawrence. So people are even talking about the election in church, huh? Unlike in monarchies, people do have some power over the political process, so it's a more common topic of discussion. And if they debate in a church, they can cool off if it gets too out of hand, so churches seem to become a popular location for debates. Are you gonna vote, Lauren? The church is based in the state of Hamlet City on the other side of the ocean. I'm a registered citizen of Hamlet, so I can't vote in Lancelot's elections. Across the ocean? You're traveling pretty far just to be here. Yes, but as the newest saint, they have me oversee things out here in Lancelot and Eden. For the elderly saints or saints with families, it's taxing work. Yeah, saints should be young. Huh? Oh yes, I suppose so. They do say it's best to challenge yourself while you're still in your youth. I bet if it were someone else, church attendance would drop. I'm not that great. But it's true that whenever a saint is present, attendance slightly increases. I'm sure it does. In fact, I'm surprised it doesn't draw more guys. Aster's continued attraction to a saint, even after praying multiple times, is actually rather normal, but he wasn't aware of that. So the church is based around a religion, right? Are there any other religions? I mean, it's a valid question. Not on the same level as ours, but there's a religion that worships a pear god. Huh. And a religion which follows a saint named Kenzo, among others. apparently brings relief when it's offered to Mother Eve. Mother Eve must be pretty special. Now, will you be praying today? Of course. Lauren's boobs look soft as ever. Always makes me happy to see them. And as usual, Esther releases enough pink mist to leave Lauren in shock. This is the city of Hector. If you cross the desert to the north, you can find the ruins of the Kingdom of Arthur. A lot of folks still look up to King Arthur, so I'd avoid saying anything too negative. Like he was reminiscing about the past, a sad look briefly crossed the old man's face. This town used to be part of Arthur, but now that Arthur's gone, it's been merged with the Republic of Lancelot. I'm used to it by now, but everyone has a few misgivings about it. As if he felt the same way, the man shrugged. You ever hear about the witches of the Round Table? They were the dragons who served King Arthur. No human could hope to match them. The reason why they chose to work for him remains a mystery to this day. Esther became mildly interested in this ancient conundrum. I'd like if we cleaned up the ruins of Arthur, but politicians are always saying we don't have the money. Those historically valuable buildings will decay beyond repair if we don't act now. The man looked frustrated as he silently stared off in the direction the King of Arthur once stood. The tragedy of Arthur, been 5 years since then, huh? Civilians were mostly unharmed thanks to the swift action taken by King Tram, the ruler at the time. The man looked to where the Kingdom of Arthur had been and held his hands together in prayer. Okay. That love gauge you see in the bottom right fills up as you do battles. Fighting together naturally raises your feelings for each other. Relaxing with your wives at home on occasion is not a bad idea either. Ugh. Risha was groaning in bed. You okay, Risha? You must have got unlucky with the tap water. I knew you shouldn't drink the tap water in hot countries, but I didn't listen. Well, it's just part of the fun of travel, you could say. But you guys ate all the same stuff I did. Why are you alright? It's since I'm from a small town, maybe. I have an iron stomach. I kinda hate that I believe that. I've gone all over Eden by myself, so I thought I was used to travel, but being in a whole other country with different weather changes things. Ha, maybe a princess isn't cut out for the wanderer life. What a quitter. Then are you returning to Eden, Risha? Don't be silly. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm, that's the spirit. I got this medicine from the front desk. Okay, thanks. You can really tell you were childhood friends. It's like you know just how to handle her. Does it look like that? I wouldn't say that's quite it. Risha is typically a bit more and hesitant, you know. But she's around you, so she's trying to come across as cooler, I think. Is she? You definitely know Risha well. If I'm being honest, I try to act a bit cooler than usual around you, too. What a nice morning. Now let's make this a productive day. Back to her usual self after a good night's sleep, Risha energetically woke the others up. Okay. Church. The world has a few places you can fish. However, the fishing skill can only be acquired if someone gives it to you. Maybe if you help someone, you can get it in return. If you let a chance at a valuable skill slip by, you can only blame yourself. Esther heard some helpful we don't have to read that. Okay. Maybe it's time to leave town. I don't know where we're even supposed to go. A buzzer call. Oh, that's a trap. Republic of Lancelot. An office in a mansion so extravagant it stood out even in the capital, Roquefort and Bors were discussing the election. According to recent polling data, Tio's support is rising. The number of fools among the masses is sickening. Bors looked at the documents on the floor and spat with disgust. Our numbers are still higher. This is nothing to panic about. She has Palamides on her side. He managed my campaign last year, that traitor. As the one who drove him out when you finished using him, I don't know if you have the right to talk. I'm sure the only reason we're having an election is because he pulled some strings and got the opposing party riled up. Bors scratched his balding head while blatantly expressing his concerns over the election. Roquefort, use your pawn. You must still have her around. Kitty, she's being fed as little as possible, but I do still own her, yes. That the politician she attacked was involved in criminal wrongdoing is purely coincidence. I wonder how things would have played out otherwise. As if Tio is a saint, every politician has a skeleton or two in their closet. So just do what I say. If I lose this election, you'll be forced to return to Eden with nothing to show for it. I'm not blind to what's happening. You're claiming you want to save Eden from a crisis as an excuse to get my support, aren't you? For the head of a nation indebted to Eden, you're one to argue. But it's true that I want funding. The public will likely see the king as weak if he requires the help of another state. Then if you manipulate the discourse in establishing democracy in Eden, you're the one most likely to become president. And so to say, he saw through everything, Bors looked confidently down on Roquefort, urging him to make a decision. Understood, I'll give her my orders. Roquefort took a metallic tube-like object out of his pocket. The magic transmitter was a highly expensive item that allowed for long-distance conversation. It's me, respond. Yes, I'm here. Is there a mission, master? I'll do my best. Have presidential candidate Tio removed from the picture. Don't just injure her as you have before. Personally see to it that she's killed. Huh? But remember last year you were hesitant when I ordered you to attack someone, but it turned out to be the right thing to do in the end, don't you think? Yes. I'll leave the timing to you. Ask the messenger for more details. Understood. Seeing no need to waste more words, Roquefort turned off the magic transmitter and put it back in his pocket. Dear me, after the popularity she gained, I was hoping I could use her more selectively. Don't you have your own men who can do this? Yes, and they're rather expensive. I'm impressed you can feed her so little. Mine's a bit unique. She has knight qualifications. Does she now? Did you appoint her? No, I merely work with someone who can. Well, regardless, now I can rest easily. Expect good results. Or he says, rather, I expect good results. Thank you. Talentless dullards love to act high and mighty no matter the country, I see. Roquefort internalized his disdain and respectively bowed. Those sure are some big boulders. Yep. Wait, Riche, what are you doing? What's it look like? Climbing a boulder. Oh, don't look up from down there. This seems like not a smart thing to do. Hope you're not thinking anything rude. We're in a foreign country, so why wouldn't I want to get a good view of my surroundings? Even while she spoke, Riche kept climbing at a surprising rate. Nice view. The air seems fresher up here, too. Well, as always, Riche is having fun. Ah, that's good air. And a nice view. Nice view. Nice view. Riche? So, Aster. Excuse me. Aster, so, how do you think I should get down? You don't know how? What should I do? You're like a kitty cat. Why don't I go up there and carry you down? But be gentle, okay? Riche's more impulsive than you might expect. We better keep an eye on it or it could get a little dangerous. I can't say you're wrong. Treasure chest! I found some money! And now I'm back in Hector for some reason. Towns in the Republic of Lancelot all kind of look the same. I'm sure there's a bunch of differences to the people living here, but man! Aster thought that and other rude things as he entered the town. There's fucking nothing there. You can't go further in the desert. So where am I going? Map. Yeah, see, it would be nice to have a map. Holy shit, where am I? I found more money. Probably gonna find a battle, too. Ah, you beat her quick. Oh, that one probably gives you a lot of gold if you find it. Ah, how I love my wives. Well, why are you telling me this? Sometimes I think I should spend some time with my beloved wives at home. I see, good idea. Ask her alone to return home. The love gauge is maxed out. Return home and enjoy an event with a wife. Okay. Like, how do we do that? I guess I gotta go this way. No? Oh, damn it. Can't go that way. Nope. Oh, I'll cross the bridge. Stallion. That's not where I want to be, though. Home. There's two. Ramius already has one heart. We'll do Riche. These are events from shortly after Riche married Aster. Here you go, you degenerates. An H scene. Swing, swing, swing. Astro is lying face up in bed, his dick waving back and forth like a metronome. Can't wait, can't wait. As he awaited the day's scheduled sex with Riche, Astro's impatience increased. Ah, so much blood's going to my crotch, it's gonna make me anemic. I want to screw already. What are you yelling that for? I mean, you're pretty late, Riche. Ah, look, a girl has to prepare first. Hey, don't look at me like that. You're acting like it's my fault. Aw, jeez. Okay, it is my fault. Just stop making that face. Can you let me rub your boobs? That's fine, I guess. Oh, also let... Damn. He's like... doing that consent thing where that guy's like, can I touch your breast? Can I touch your vagina? Can I touch your arm? Your leg? Like, women were like, no, fuck that. That's ridiculous. Oh, also, let me lick your crotch. How are you mad about that? Jeez, you're supposed to say thoughtful stuff to get the girl in the mood first. What? You look like some guy who tried to get rid of the Babadook, but got told you can't get rid of the Babadook. Well, I don't know what kind of thoughtful stuff to say. Oh, I see. So why do you want to have sex with me? Well, it's because I love you and want to experience everything about you. Oh, huh. So you can do it just fine? Huh? Was that good? Yup, that's good. I don't get it, but can we fuck now? Sure, but start with a kiss. Don't just jump right into it. You have to do things in the right order. Okay, got it. Astro held Riche close, kissed her on the lips, and... In the dim, unlit room, Riche was engaging in peck-like kisses with Aster. Aster's cock was already inside her, but instead of making any intense movements, he took it slow so they could enjoy each other's heat. They had a blissful time to themselves in the middle of the night, clinging to each other in a nude, and most importantly, deeply feeling one another. Riche, you've gotten pretty used to sex. Well, you're pretty chill about it now. Like, at first, it seemed kind of hard for you. Yeah, you pay attention to that? That's a little embarrassing, I guess. Riche said, mischievously grinning. Seeing her smile appropriately for a girl her age made a warm sensation spread through Aster's chest. Riche was adorable. Not only her face, but her mannerisms, reactions, and even her way of thinking was girlish. Her body was well proportioned and her skin was fine and smooth. The mild, sweet, nose-tickling aroma she emitted was dizzyingly lovely to him. And her hair was soft as silk. When pressed up against her like this, it stroked Aster's body and made him shiver. Being this close in particular told Aster he was truly loved and had filled his heart with joy. Riche's face is pretty cute during sex too. I'm not as driven by desire for her as before, so maybe I've got more composure now myself. It's not like I'm checking out her face and reactions. Hmm? It feels awesome. Why? Hmm? I thought maybe you preferred it rougher. Oh, well, I wasn't... Yeah, I'm actually not... I'm not gonna be saying their parts. I think you can read them. You should be able to read them. If not, let me know. The sex they were having was so lax that they were both only slightly shaking their hips. It's fine both ways. You're squeezing on my dick, so I can tell you're enjoying it too.
I
Riche's soft lips covered Aster's. Riche. Aster's adoration for Riche grew. The desire to kiss her captivating lips overtook him. The next thing he knew, Aster's body acted on its own. His lips were on Riche's. Not only did the erupt kiss not bother Riche, she was more than happy to respond by upping the intensity. After repeated kisses, Riche suddenly stuck her tongue in Aster's mouth. The moist, warm tongue wriggled in Aster's mouth and tangled with his.